An attempt to help veterans get health care faster is working through some glitches. At a town hall meeting with Tennessee VA officials this week, veterans said they were frustrated and confused by what's called the CHOICE program, which allows some patients to get care from private doctors. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Veterans have been getting these white cards in the mail that almost look like insurance cards. If a patient lives more than 40 miles from a VA clinic or has to wait more than a month for an appointment, the VA will pay for a doctor outside its network. It sounds great in theory, but Don Bailey, who runs the American Legion in Dover, Tennessee, says many people are having trouble using the card.
The big thing with the Veterans Choice Program is the system's out there, but it's so complicated that it's kind of hard to actually understand how we use that network of care available to get the services we need.
For example, there's a hotline you have to call first to find out if you're eligible for private care. One veteran at the town hall meeting in Dover says he's called three times and never heard back. Another says he was told he wasn't eligible, even though he was waiting 3 months for an appointment at the VA. This CHOICE program is part of a $10 billion nationwide quick fix that Congress passed last year after a scandal erupted over long wait times. So Suzanne Genet, who's the acting director of the regional VA system, says there's only so much she can do to improve it, but she says they can communicate better.
And I think from our perspective, as long as we come to these town hall meetings, we bring the paperwork, I think that's going to be helpful and to put it in a language that everybody understands.
Meanwhile, the federal VA has been taking steps to consolidate initiatives like this. By one estimate, Veterans Affairs has 7 different programs to help pay for private doctors. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.